Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Lindsay Fay, who's out with her new novel, The Paragon Hotel. It's set a century ago. It tells the story of Alice James from the early 20th century Harlem, who ends up in Portland, Oregon at the Paragon Hotel, which is a refuge for people of color. We'll get more into the details as we chat with the author. Lindsay, what do the Roaring Twenties and the Prohibition era look like in Harlem?
Oh God, in Harlem it was amazing. It was so incredible. So you had in Harlem, initially, this Dutch colony that is sort of removed from the city of New York. And then you have all of these immigrants moving there, mostly Italians. So Little Italy used to be Harlem. And the Mafia started out in Harlem. And then during the Jazz Age, African Americans, during their diaspora from the South, ended up moving there. And it was an incredible melting pot of people. And actually, the Italian Americans and the African Americans in Harlem largely got along very, very well because the Mafia was preying exclusively on the Italian Americans. And the rest of the Americans were preying on the African Americans. So they actually made pretty good roommates.
Well, and even the experience of Italian Americans and African Americans, the prejudice that they saw here in the
Absolutely.
I was going to say the New World, but in the United States, can you kind of explain how they were similar?
Sure. So with the Italian Americans, they didn't experience the first religious prejudice against Catholics. That was really exclusively the Irish owned that. But the Italians, a lot of them were also Irish, I think probably most of them. And since they were devoted to Catholicism and since America was very much anti-papist, they called it at the time, just the Pope is going to, you know, zombify you and rule your mind. That was a huge problem. So they were seen as other and as very dirty and you know, newcomers who didn't deserve to be here. And the African Americans, of course, are coming from this experience of in 1870 they were granted the right to vote and not much else because civil rights hadn't happened yet. So they did have certain connections in their community that would cause them to relate to each other on very basic human levels of, you know what, this isn't working, and we need to work on how to fix this.
Were these similarities something that they could sense at the time as two communities, or is this something that as we look back 100, 150 years, we notice it, but they might not necessarily have?
Well, the Italian Americans definitely noticed it because the Italian Americans started to move out of Harlem and sort of go into other communities and be like, okay, we don't have to just stay here right now. Harlem, instead, for the African American community, in an amazing way, turned into a center of arts and culture. And the Italian community really wasn't in the position to make it a center of arts and culture. So that's a thing that I do find fascinating, which is that, you know, it had been very much populated by an immigrant community. They moved, and then the African American community turned it into the Jazz Age, essentially, which is incredible.
All right, well, let's get into the book, The Paragon Hotel. Alice has this nickname, Nobody. How did she earn that?
Oh, she grew up in Harlem. She was born in 1898, and her family, because she is half Italian, she lives with her mother, who's a prostitute, in a unfortunately named establishment called the Step Right Inn. She grows up knowing exactly what the Mafia looks like and what that kind of terror looks like. She has experienced the deaths of friends who are very close, the deaths of people in very gruesome ways, and so she by virtue of surviving the mafia, has a lot of skill sets, including hiding in plain sight. And I think that that's how she earns the nickname Nobody, is that she, instead of being a very visible, vocal, active kid, decides that she's just not going to exist. She's going to fade into the background. No sudden movements, no fast walking, no talking, no anything. People don't notice she's there. And since she has cultivated that persona, she's in a unique position to essentially spy on people.
Well, she flees to Oregon to this Paragon Hotel. She's Caucasian, but she ends up at this hotel that's a refuge for people of color. So how is it that she ends up at the Paragon, and what was its real role? I know it was based on a real hotel.
It was. It was based on the Golden West Hotel. And Oregon happens to be the only state in the union that has ever disallowed people of color to move there in their constitution. So that is a very strange circumstance, and one that I think that Oregon is not currently proud of, but they didn't change their policies until very, very late. So she, when she arrives in Portland, is in the position of essentially battling the KKK with her new friends. And her new friends include the African-American Pullman porter who helped her to arrive there, because when we open the novel, Alice has a gunshot wound and she is just en route on a Pullman train from New York to Portland, and that's as far away from New York as she thinks she can get. So it turned into a really interesting story of who she meets in the hotel, because hotels are very transitory experiences for a lot of people, but the Golden West Hotel was absolutely not. The Golden West Hotel, which the Paragon Hotel is based on, was the only hotel that was available to people of color at the time, and there were an enormous number of them because of the Pullman porters who were working on the trains. And because of the dock workers, etc. So she arrives at what is historically Oregon's only all-black hotel. Then mayhem ensues from there, I guess.
Well, you mentioned the transitory nature of hotels. Amor Towles wrote the great book Gentleman in Moscow that came out a couple of years ago, and that was set in a hotel in Moscow. And I sensed a lot of that type of transitory writing. Is that difficult to write that way, or can you kind of explain how you have to keep in mind that hotels change day to day, week to week?
They do. Yeah, I think that the way I managed it was to make some of the permanent residents of the hotel the main characters, but there's always an audience. And so I think there's this extra level of transitory people who are always, even though as an author you have to have a through line with who you're talking about, there are these people who are always observing you, who might the next day be in like Tucson, you know? And that's a very interesting atmosphere to live in, that you're in a hotel. And so in a sense, you're not at home. People are an audience, and it just adds to the tension.
Well, you know, the other thing that I noticed here is the KKK. I always had in my mind, rightly or wrongly, obviously wrongly now, that was a Southern problem. That, you know, that was the KKK was down south. Portland's not in the south, and it was very prevalent there. Can you kind of explain the KKK's permeance of that area?
Yeah, absolutely. The KKK, unfortunately, they were absolutely a Southern problem, but at the same time, the KKK were very much propagating suburban areas, and specifically suburban areas where people had never met people of color before. And it's kind of the same thing that you encounter today, I think, to a large extent, when I meet people who don't like Muslim people. It's because they've never met a Muslim person. And I live in New York, so I have. So I find them perfectly normal, as they are. But what was happening with the KKK was pre-industrialized, specifically, like rural areas. They didn't have a lot of factories, didn't have a lot of people traveling to factories to get jobs, that had been predominantly white. They had huge KKK strongholds because they were just terrified following World War One. Following World War One, African American people had been heroic soldiers. They had been, you know, going overseas to accomplish things. They came back and they found a really harsh landscape when they arrived at what was ostensibly their home. And I kind of wanted to bring that story to light.
Well, this story, I mean, we barely scratched the surface of it. It's just fantastic. It's The Paragon Hotel by Lindsay Fay. The book is available now wherever your fine books are sold. You can get it in electronic format, or if you want to have the book in your hand, you can buy that too. Lindsay, fantastic offering here. Thanks for sharing it, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.